Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Sam Garner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live from the Trump Ice Cream Store in New York City, close to Columbus Circle. And we're here today to research for our up-and-coming book, A Theory of Jewel Story, and also to create pictures for our blog on Facebook entitled A Theory of Cooking 1 and 2. So I'm here today, and I found the ice cream shop in the basement. And if you want more information about the Trump Ice Cream Store, you can go to www.trumptowerny.com. Again, that's www.trumptowerny.com. And I'm here today, and I built my own sundae, so I have some frozen yogurt, soft yogurt, and a slice of venison and some pecans. And I've made about $5.50 for it, but it's worth it because we're in a beautiful setting near a waterfall with lights on the wall, and the pink slab is there. And this is the second trip to this particular tower where they contain several different stores. So we had a trip to the atrium. We had a trip to the Starbucks upstairs, and now I'm in the basement having an ice cream sundae because there's an ice cream store in the basement. So we're preparing this picture, so I'm taking pictures of the ice cream sundae. So I told you that we're reading a book, and the book is entitled, it's a photo book for your camera phone. So it's we were talking about that yesterday. So I brought my camera phone, and I brought the book. And I'm here using different techniques to take the picture. So we have a ring atop the sundae instead of a cherry. We decided to put a ring on the top, and it's pink with a pink rhinestone. So we put that atop of the particular sundae, and we're going to use that in our Theory of Jewels book, and where we use landmarks as well. The Trump Store will be landmark, the Trump Tower. And then we're going to use the same picture for the plain picture on our blog, which would be a theory of cooking, and it's one of the places we visit for a like coffee shop type relaxing setting. It's summer. Get in from the heat, parents and teens. We advise you here at A Theory of Parenting to worry about the weather alerts. And so when you do that, a nice trip outside instead of doing a lot of like driving in the car to let the wind blow through your hair. Sometimes the car gets too hot. Sometimes the vents overheat. Sometimes the air condition blows warm air. And so sometimes it's better to, you know, pull down the window. But in an incident like this, don't forget about ice cream shops. So we're here to treat ourselves and, you know, get some chocolate and some ice cream and stuff like that. And we have another event scheduled for chocolate, but today our treat is ice cream, frozen yogurt. And we have, you know, sliced bananas, frozen yogurt, vanilla, and pecan. I thought it was sort of hearty, this particular dish here. So we're going to feature that on our pages, and we want it to come in from the heat. It's blazing here in New York. It's about 89 degrees, and we're sitting, you know, a lot of people are out in the park. Central Park is across the street, and then we have, you know, the fountains are across the street, and then there are a host of stores, high-end stores, you know, on this particular block. So one of the things that we've been blogging lately is the tree, and the tree that says open to the public. So this is one of the stores that actually opened the doors to the public so you can sit in this, you know, tremendously richly endowed, you know, atmosphere. And, you know, with all this slate slab and, you know, this beautiful, you know, toned rock and all these, like, you know, high-end type accommodations as far as aesthetics. And eye candy, you know, we're in here with the palm trees, and we're down at the Trump Tower Grill, you know, really the ice cream store is right outside the Trump Tower Grill and our Trump Bar. So I'm sitting here having a little ice cream, and it's called the Trump Ice Cream Parlor. So there I am. And they have these old-fashioned little tables and chairs around with, like, marble slab, and then there's wood on the outside, so they're mixing the elements, you know, the wood element and then the actual stone. And so we're sitting in this classy place with a marble floor and, you know, just having an ice cream cone. So I advise you also to just get out of the weather and make sure if you're having a weather advisory alert, if you're not air-conditioned in your home or if you have fans and things, and, you know, you need to get out. You know, hotels are a good place to stay if you have, you know, a family vacation coming up. They always have, like, food accommodations if you're even at the budget. Some of those places have, continental breakfast. So even then, you can, stay inside and indoors, and they have lounges where you can sit even in a small budget inn. So you don't have to leave just because you don't want to stay in the room and play video games and, you know, relax and do room service and talk on the phone and play your computer, you know, and, think about your evening event. You always can go into the lounge area, you know, where the desk is, the reception desk. You can always sit there. That's open to visitors with seats and different things. And you can sit there, you know, just to have a living space opposed to, a room without a suite. So also there's also cooling shelters, cooling spots for the city. Sometimes they use churches, sometimes they use hospitals, and sometimes they use some government buildings. Libraries and different things are advised for cooling. Sometimes they use, transportation stations. Sometimes they have all these different places that you can go and, you know, realize what your government is doing for you, and you can go in if you don't have air conditioning or for some reason you're in an apartment building or a home and your air conditioning goes on the fritz. You can always come out to some of these, places and talk with the different government officials about it, and then they'll make these cooling fallout type places where you can go to make sure you don't die in the heat in extreme weather. And also, for vacations, you can also use whatever library system for cooling if you don't want to incorporate the library programming into your vacations in another state. Don't forget to look at the library in that particular state you're going to visit. Sometimes they have outdoors events like the Fillmore like the New York Public Library has performing arts, and then sometimes they have outdoor events. Sometimes they collaborate with other people. Sometimes they have events within the library. There are all types of events in their theaters as well. And sometimes they're low cost, no cost, and, sometimes they're moderately costly, depending on what you're going to see. And they have prominent figures, and they also have celebrities. So don't forget about those summer events. And don't forget about park and recreation. And sometimes the park, just like we went to Central Park and we went to the cafe there, that was for cooling as well. Just in case you get too hot at the zoo or you get too hot walking in the park, you can always sit in their atrium. And this is an atrium-like setting. So just in case you, go on vacation with your parents, you can suggest these ideas to them so that they can incorporate your ideas into the family vacation, and you can have schedule without being a high-cost type situation. My name is Jimmy Jordan. You're here at Etheria Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're treating ourselves. We're indulging in different, food for hormones, food for relaxation, food for summer. A lot of people are doing watermelons and cantaloupes this summer. Sometimes in the summer we do lemonade. They have a new promo at McDonald's, and we're doing that. We did that one. Their lemonade is out of this world. It's great. Thumbs up. And sometimes we go in and have the lattes. They have the good one at the Fruit Mango Passion. I think that's at McDonald's as well. That's thumbs up. We also did one at Dunkin' Donuts. That's thumbs up, about $2, and you can enjoy those as well, parents and teens together or alone. And it's a nice sitting place at Dunkin' Donuts, too. If you can find one with a sitting room, an atrium-like sitting room, the sunroom type Dunkin' Donuts, if you can find one, you'll enjoy sitting in that cool atmosphere as well. So you don't have to stay in the house just because you have the air conditioner. There are loads of places that have the air conditioner, including the mall. So you can go to the mall and sit in their huge atrium. There's so many malls in, New York, and then there are so many malls in New Jersey that, you can't say that you can't get around. If you find things unsafe, do things closer to home with your school, or find out what your teachers are doing this summer for their activities. If you, want to do school activities or if they're planning events that are open to the public, or, they can invite, students or in friends. So that's a part of our trip, trip today to the Trump store and to the Trump ice cream parlor. It was to enjoy, you know, tasty treats during the summer. We found that some of them, you know, are advised by the doctor. You can do some treats, and they said don't overindulge, but they do recommend you feed a craving. And when you find the nutritional value of the different treats, you know, at that point, you know how much you can take if you're on a doctor-prescribed type diet. So if they have what you need and the doctor approved, don't forget that some of these treats help balance out your hormone, your sugar levels. Sometimes they have fruit and legumes or, you know, nuts in there. So you'll be able to enjoy, you know, different, you know, treats because they're also incorporating, like, the peanut or some type of nut in the food as far as, you know, vegetables, vegetation, food pyramid, and, you know, what we can calculate with the FDA as far as, you know, the nutritional value. So staying safe from, you know, impurities and, you know, toxins and contaminants. So that's our show for today, and tomorrow we'll probably find another treat store. This is July 1st, 2015, and we're at the Trump Ice Cream Store. We're going to blog about our Ice Cream Sunday that we had here, and we're encouraging families to get out together, maybe in the afternoon if mom and dad are working, maybe in the at lunch if you can catch your mom for a lunch and she can, like, you know, go somewhere local with you to have a sundae or ice cream cone, anything that, you know, you guys can get together and do, maybe even guardians with, you know, their children that they have with them. Don't forget to suggest some things. Maybe they can't do it today, but it can come back in a few days and get that done. Don't be discouraged. And, you know, that's our show for today. Until next time.